Afternoon, beautifuls. It's your girl, Latina Africana, and I am back. I hope everyone's having such a beautiful, beautiful day today. I know. I want to just truly apologize in advance for my absence. You know, I took a trip to California, but I'm now back, and I'm so excited to jump back on these podcasts and let you guys know everything about my trip, you know, the different places I got to visit, the different people I got to meet, the different foods I got to try. So amazing, you know. And to start off, not even to mention, at the airport by itself, I met so many different people. Like, it was so fun. Like, such amazing souls, I tell you. Clara, she was going to Cali for her brother's wedding, and another gentleman, I forgot his name, I'm sorry, he was going to Cali to meet his girlfriend from the past, see if they could rekindle some things, you know. And Mrs. Ruby, our famous author here from the city, you know, I can't believe I was seated next to her the whole entire time. She's so sweet. You know, we shared our stories and everything on the flight. Literally had me crying. And if you know me, I did not cry, you know, but so much fun it was, I would have to say. And I have to have a special thanks to RJ. He's so sweet. RJ and his friends made sure that I had so much fun each and every single day. You know, Marlon, I got a chance to meet Marlon. He was so sweet. Freaking Marlon, this was RJ's friend, messed up his knee. But that did not stop him from having fun every single day. And he was still working. Oh my gosh. Every single day, he would take the time out to soak his knee and then go out with us. You know, I was like, oh my goodness, such great people. It was really, really fun though. You know, thank you once again so much to RJ and Marlon. And I forgot the other guy's name. Sorry, but you were really sweet as well. But thank you guys so much. I had so much fun, you know. It was amazing. I'll catch you guys up another time when I strictly just focus it on everything that went down in California. But yeah, what I actually wanted to touch on today was this well-known holiday that everyone's celebrating today, Easter, you know. And I know a lot of people are questioning left and right, like, why is it that you don't celebrate Easter? Like, you know, he rose on the third day. You know, I'm hearing that left and right. And I'm just like, you know, at one point in time, my family and I actually used to celebrate Easter. We'll go out, get our dresses, and, you know, we'll be ready for Sunday and everything. But over the years, when you start to learn things and your eyes are open, you know, it's almost like you just, okay, to put this in better words, I always just tell people, when you know better, you do better. So now that my family and I know better, and I'll just speak for myself, personally speaking, now that I know better, I'm gonna do better. I refuse to be the person that compromises God's works, you know, God's ways, you know, because of what society wants us to do, or what we've been taught to do, you know. So yeah, so that's been the story with that, you know. And no, I'm not here to brainwash or criticize, judge anyone, you know. That this is just my own take on this. So yeah. But yeah, it's Easter today, but I'm not out Easter egg hunting or doing any of the church activities that may be taking place today. You know, I did that once upon a time, but no longer. But yeah, so that was that. I just want you guys to know that I'm back and I'm so excited, you know. Not to mention, we're going to be having some special guests. One of our special guests I've known since I was 15 years old. Fast forwarding time now to 2019. Here we are. You know, I can't wait to hear what he has to talk about. You know, such a smart man. It's going to be great, but I'm really excited. So yeah, I'll keep you guys updated with that. And that'll be all for today. I hope everyone has a beautiful, productive, blessed rest of your day. And I'll catch you guys soon. Bye.